Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk with your host, Dr. Tanisha Guy, and her co-hosts, Steve J. and marriage and family therapist expert, Fatima. This show is not intended to be therapy, but the sole purpose is encourage dialogue across ages, gender, religious backgrounds, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. Feel free to join in the discussion. We want to hear what you think. And don't forget to tell friends about Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk.
Well, hello, hello, everybody.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back this Sunday to Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. Hey, Steve.
Hey, hey, hey. I am feeling this topic this week just for, general consumption.
Absolutely. Hey, Fatima.
Hello, Dr. Guy. Hello, everyone that's listening. I'm Luan Muse, the resident social justice warrior and owner of a million-dollar smile with a winning personality. Let's get into it.
Well, this week we are going to dive into something a little bit more lighthearted. Last week we did take a Sunday off just because of everything that was kind of going on. We needed an opportunity to disconnect on Sunday, and so we took that opportunity to do so. In light of everything that is taking place over the last couple of days, so I do just kind of want to remind people, that you have every right to protest, and just to remind you to continue to be safe if that is what you are doing, and to wear your face mask, and continue to do that in a nonviolent way. So, on to a lighter topic today. Steve, we're talking about high-maintenance individuals, whether it is a high-maintenance woman or a high-maintenance man. And so let's go ahead and get into this topic. What does it even mean when someone is described as high maintenance? And Fatima, please chime in on your thoughts when you hear that. And again, this is high maintenance female or high maintenance man. So what are your thoughts?
Well, for me, in my experience, it is someone that takes a lot of resources, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, more likely in my line of dating with women, it initially is more financial, and then it can bleed into being more emotional as the relationship continues. So that is what we're discussing, those high-maintenance individuals. I think that, as I've always said it, in the COVID environment, the price of the pee is at all-time low. So I think these people are going to be on their way out of our dating systems.
Okay. Fatima, what are your thoughts? High maintenance.
You know, this is it's a little difficult for me because here, high maintenance, I really feel like that's an accusation usually levied at women. But I would say that if I had to, because first let me just say, I don't particularly believe in this per se. I guess maybe I'm high maintenance. I own it if I am. But I really, maybe it's somebody who requires a high level of something. Only becomes high maintenance or an issue when they're in relationship with someone who does not have the stamina, wherewithal, finances, emotional bandwidth, or whatever the need is that they deem in excess. Then it becomes high maintenance to that person because they can't meet the need.
Okay. So for you, it seems to be a title that is mainly used to describe women in your experience instead of describing men.
Say that again.
Mm-hmm. So for you, the term high maintenance is something that you're saying usually you hear it being used to describe women and not being used to describe men.
Yeah, I rarely hear high maintenance used to describe men. But, I mean, if we are going to use my definition of high maintenance, then absolutely there can be high maintenance men. But it's like what's high maintenance to me might not be high maintenance for somebody else, which is why I feel like it really is a case-by-case basis. But, yeah, I think in general, when you hear high maintenance, it's some man accusing some woman of being high maintenance as a way to sort of put her in her place, as a way to check her. Because then what happens? Oh, my God, I don't want to be high maintenance. So let me dim my light. Let me lower my standards so I can make this man happy. Nah, forget that. Girl, be your best self. And if he feels like what he calls high maintenance is too much for him, then move on around to somebody who has an appreciation for it. Either he's going to ride that ride or he's not. And if he feels like it's too high maintenance, then maybe he is not the one for you.
Okay. So, Steve, I heard you mention that the person who is high maintenance, they have a high need for either material items or a high need for emotional attention. So in one article, they kind of identify a list of 10 criteria, and they said if you're trying to determine if this person is high maintenance, and they use the female in this particular article, these are the 10 things that you should look for. So I want to know what your thoughts are about this list. They said this person has a high maintenance ideology and they're self-obsessed. This person may criticize the dressing attire of their mate. This person feels like their mate is their errand boy. This person also, this person is not easy to please. This person is controlling. She tells you what to buy her. She's materialistic. And examples are forget offering to split the bill. She always wants you to pay. Those are the 10 things on their list. that they said may identify someone in particular, they use a female, who may be high maintenance. What are your thoughts, you guys, about the things on that list that they're using to describe high maintenance?
Well, of course they use the woman. This really just backs up. Of course. So they couldn't also give a descriptor of what a high-maintenance man looks like? No, because we don't think of men as being high-maintenance. Honestly, it seems to me that any time a woman establishes any type of preference or standard, that somehow becomes a problem for a lot of men. Now, of course, I think that there is space for someone to be inconsiderate or condescending. When I hear some of the things that you described, you know, those are words that come to mind. And of course, those are personality traits or behavior that I think for most people, they don't want to be someone who's going to be condescending or be judgmental or be ungrateful, right? So those are things, if that's a part of your regular character, that maybe you might want to look at changing. But I'm not sure I would categorize that as being high maintenance in as much as I would categorize that as just being a jerk. And that's universal. Because I know a whole lot of jerky men.
You know what? When I was reading the list, I was thinking, so this is how the high maintenance woman is defined? Because I wouldn't have probably included 8 of the things on that list. But again, I think that's just my own bias in thinking how I view maintenance. And even right before we started the show today, I had originally listed it as high maintenance women. And Steve was like, we talk about men and women. And I said, you know what? You are absolutely correct. And what came to mind is, and he is probably going to kill me for saying this, but on Saturdays, as you guys know, I co-host the show with King Charles and Steve Speaks and Renee Greer on Saturdays. And the show broadcasts live, so obviously you can see us. And this isn't just on the show. This is for King Charles every single time he steps out of his house. He is always, as he says, suited and booted. And as a man, he is meticulous about his attire, but also his fiance is always dressed to a nine. And so the two of them step out the house that way all the time. But he's very meticulous. Even for us on the show, if we say, okay, we're going to wear this color, like it needs to be this particular color. And so, for example, this week the color was mustard. And I said, well, what's mustard, King Charles? And he was like, not yellow, mustard. And I was like, really, mustard? So you don't want yellow, you want mustard. Like he was so meticulous about the color. And that's like every week. But it's because it's important for him to present a certain way, right? And I don't think it's anything wrong with that. Like I think it's fabulous. But when I think of a high-maintenance man, I think about King Charles. Like I wouldn't, you know, include any of those other qualities that, of course, they were referencing for a female, but that's kind of what comes to mind for me when I think of a high-maintenance man. So that's just my experience. See, like, is there a such thing as a high-maintenance man?
Oh, definitely. But what we tend to get into, and I'm not going to use the word that Fatima used, is jerk, which I think is kind of funny that anytime there's a situation with a woman, she advocates that. But whenever there's something with a man, we find some way to create a word or use a word that is derogatory for what the man has done. So it's like anything else when we talk about the memes that circulate in society. You know, there are going to be a lot of memes that are going to tell men what they need to do in order to be a man in a woman's eyes, which are naturally going to be 100% advantageous for the woman, in the same way for men. So what I'm looking at is not necessarily someone who's a jerk, but when you start talking about a high level of high maintenance, that you're starting to border on narcissism.
Mm. And that's for Melo.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, I don't. I'm gonna be honest. I don't even know what he was talking about when he started this off. I use jerk to describe people. I said there are jerky people. I didn't say that only men were jerks. I said there are men and women who are jerks. If I'm going by those characteristics that Dr. Guy read in that article, so don't turn this into some kind of thing where, oh, I'm calling men jerks, but I'm excusing women. That's a lie.
Well, what I was speaking to was when you were talking about dimming light and things of that nature, like in the context of what we have all generally said in a relationship, it's not a one-sided thing, and everybody has to make sacrifices. So if you're saying that the woman shouldn't have to make sacrifices while the men should, that's what I'm against.
Again, putting words in my mouth. I never said that the woman should have to make sacrifices or the men should have to make sacrifices and vice versa should not. I said I don't really believe in this. I think that this is more of an issue of somebody with character traits that I would jerk, or somebody who is in a relationship with someone who can't meet the need, period. That's what I said, Steve. And I also said, so that I can refresh your memory, I think that high maintenance is a term that's usually levied at women. Case in point, the article Dr. Guy just cited was about women. So if you would like to tell us about all of the literature and articles you've read that have talked about high maintenance men, I am here for it. But the only thing that I am pointing out is that in general, when we hear high maintenance, we attribute that to women, not to men.
Well, we attribute it to women, not to men, because it's generally accepted in our culture that the man takes care of the woman. So that would be the level of maintaining that we're talking about. And that's why you generally will see those articles in that way, because that's traditionally how it's been looked at. And I don't need to present you with an article or somebody else's opinion. What I could present you with mine.
Well, look,
your opinion is
You guys, if you're just tuning in today, we're talking about high maintenance people more challenging today. And if you have any comments or questions and would like to join in our conversation today, please feel free to do so. That number is 914-205-5902. And one of our listeners made a comment, and it looks like in her post she says, I perceive the definition of a high maintenance woman as a person who is interested in high ticket items like red bottom shoes or a burger bag, and they want someone else to purchase these things. She agrees with you, Steve, in reference to this.
Well, thank you. Thank you, random person on the interwebs. Really appreciate that. Always good when I can get some level of agreement out there.
Well, is it okay? So I think you opened up by saying high maintenance individuals are those who will seek material items, but also those who seek they have high emotional needs. And so I think her comment references that material, right? Like these are individuals who want the high end. Okay, so if you're, again, this is high maintenance man or female, I disagree on that comment because I don't think that high maintenance means you are expecting someone else to pay for these items for you. I think it just means you like these items and you are either paying for them yourself or maybe you are looking for some, but I don't necessarily think that the high maintenance piece is contingent upon you wanting someone else to support your lavish lifestyle.
Absolutely. That made me think about this years ago when I was living in Los Angeles. And I was out to dinner alone because I don't mind dining alone. I'm a good date to myself. And I ordered the lobster. And so I'm sitting there eating, and there was a gentleman who was also dining alone across from me. And he leaned over and said to me, I wouldn't take you out. I see you ordered the lobster. And that's market price. They don't even put the price of that on the menu. And that would say to me, she's high maintenance. First of all, strange man. I mean, that's really just some unnecessary stuff to say to somebody. But story, point, Dr. Guy, that someone could just like what some people deem, you might call it nice things or have a particular taste or something, but that doesn't automatically mean that they're only going to have these nice things if somebody else is paying for it.
Right. I kind of feel like the high maintenance person, male or female, and this is probably not biased because we only reference this for women in most cases, but it almost sounds like those terms have become synonymous with like the gold digger. But to me, that might be more of the gold digger who is expecting someone else to sponsor her lifestyle. And maybe men are, you know, might have an expectation for women to sponsor their lifestyle too. I don't know. It just seems different for me when I think of the definition of maintenance, but that's my own personal definition of high maintenance. And so clearly there have been others who, like the one in this article, who characterizes this person as really looking for others to provide their needs for them, which is one of the reasons why being with this type of person, according to this particular article, is going to be more challenging, because they said this might be someone on the outside that you might want to date, but once you start dating this person, it's going to be a challenge because they have so many needs. And nothing that you do makes this person happy. So that was the other thing that caught my eye in this article, that they said this person is never satisfied. Like, nothing is ever good enough for this particular person. Again, if we're assuming that this goes for men or women, that would seem to complicate a relationship if you were dating someone and nothing you did made them happy. What would that look like? Why would you be in a relationship with somebody that you can't make happy?
Well, I think, you know, we talk about your dating. It's, first of all, an exploration initially within that first 30, 60, 90 days of who the person is, their likes and dislikes. And, you know, if I can go ahead and use the line that I always like, since I've dated more women than both of you all.
Absolutely.
You know, that there is a contingent of women, unlike the one that I believe is in your circle, that has a certain expectation of their dating experiences, but may not be able to provide that to a male. You know, there are some women that want to go to certain restaurants, but they don't ever expect to pay, you know, which is not necessarily problematic, but, you know, it tends to beg, what does my future look like? You know, is this something that is more of a narcissist or a selfish trait? You know, is this something that I need to be aware of in the future? You know, there are considerable things that you can look at from some of this behavior. You know, is this just how she was raised? You know, what does this impact in me in the future? So whereas I do think there is a movement of women who are more about equal dating and the best male for the best woman, regardless of financial station and race, I still think there is a very large contingent of those women who may express more gold digger and sugar baby tendencies.
Oh, what are you making that comparison on, Steve?
I mean, as Steve, the social scientist, I am still interacting with the present dating climate. So, you know,
so,
this is just what I have run across as of late.
You know, I have to, I can only base things off of two avenues, right? Let me look at this from. One is my own personal experience, right? So that's the lens in which I might look at this particular topic from my own personal lens. And then the other lens is just whatever I have read, whatever articles, whatever documents that I've looked over that just talk about this whole high-maintenance person. And I will have to say that I don't know if I would put a label on there to say that. Did you say the majority receive of women, or did you say a lot? Either way,
I said there was a large contingent of them.
Okay. Yeah, large contingent. I don't know, but again, this is from my own lens. If I would say that there is a large, like, that would imply that there are more women that are looking for things to be given to them and things to be paid for them than there are those that are just saying, this is what I like, and I'm going to purchase that for myself, whether somebody else purchases it for me or not. But again, as you say, Steve, you have dated more women than I have. Since my number of dating women is zero, I have to go off of that in your personal experience. So,
well,
Fatima.
What I want to get into is if these things are, something that the person is buying for herself, then eventually she's going to have that expectation of that experience to be something that is shared between both of y'all. So, you know, if she likes, you know, I don't know, if she buys herself Tiffany bracelets, then eventually she's going to subconsciously have an expectation for you to buy her one if you say that you like her.
Right, but she buys them for herself. Like, she's not saying, oh, I wish I could have a Tiffany bracelet, and she running around this joker hoping and wishing and praying that somebody buys it for her. She buys her own Tiffany bracelet.
I didn't say she didn't, but what I said is subconsciously and subliminally, she has an expectation for you to purchase her little things as well if she has let you know these are the things that she likes. You don't have to tell me something for it to be
Wouldn't you want to purchase the things that she likes, though? You have a hard.
It's a little.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Mm-hmm. We can hear you without the. There's no echo now.
Oh, okay. That's silly to me to say, like, oh, she's going to have an expectation that you are going to buy those things for her. Wouldn't you want to buy the person you're with the things that they like? So, I mean, if she likes Tiffany bracelets and that's something you know that she enjoys, well, that's an easy win because I know she likes Tiffany bracelets, so if I'm going to get her a gift, I'm going to get her something that she likes. Or it could be something that you feel like she might like, and that is a nice thing, and you just get it because it's something that you want her to have. But to say, like, oh, I see her buying these expensive gifts for myself, so there's going to be something that she's expected for me. But I almost feel like she shouldn't even have the expectation because we should all be paying attention to things that our mate likes. And if
right.
we want to make them happy, wouldn't we want to give them the things they like?
Right.
Well, like
I
was saying, you know, there is a difference between somebody who likes Tiffany's and Hershey's cookies and cream white chocolate.
Well, you guys, we have another comment from our listener. And she says, it boils down to also what people's standards are. My standards might be like yours. I might order lobster like Fatima said, and my girlfriend orders cheeseburgers all the time, but it does not mean that I am high maintenance. And so I think that much of what you're saying, Steve, as it's a difference in what their preferences are, again, a cheeseburger versus lobster. But as Fatima said, if you're with this person, right, and you like to make your mate happy, you're going to purchase the things that they like. Like if I like lobster and I don't really care for cheeseburgers, then you're not going to buy me a cheeseburger, right? Because that's not my thing. So is that I have an expectation for him to buy it? No, I will buy it myself. But if you're with me and you know I don't like cheeseburgers and I like lobster, then you're just going to buy the lobster, right?
Well,
so is that
like, you know, this is something that you and I kind of go back and forth with online and offline. As a male, there's a certain budget that I'm putting in my dating experiences. So as a woman, what you can do is price yourself out of the market. And that can be a good thing. That can be a bad thing. But as we continue to look at the numbers of available men and available women, some of these things maybe need to to take some type of adjustment if you're going to be realistic about trying to find a mate.
You know what? I feel that what Steve is saying about pricing yourself out. Now, I have said, this is for my personal experience, I've said on this show several times, I don't pay for dates. This has never been an issue for me in my dating life, but I think it might also be because of the approach that I take. So I generally don't plan dates either. So wherever you take me, I assume you are taking me to a place that is in your budget. Thus, I'm not going to price myself out. I would never order lobster somewhere if it wasn't somebody that I was in a relationship with and they knew, like they already knew this about me. And then at that point, it's been my experience that they would usually say, get the lobster because they know I love lobster, or get the crab cakes because they know I love crab cakes. So I think that it might also be how you handle the situation. So, like, I'm not going to pick the most expensive restaurant for you to take me to. I'm going to let you decide to take me to whatever restaurant is in your budget.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me, because obviously you're not dictating how much it's spent. If he's picking the restaurant, that's on him. You guys, if part of being high maintenance is about the things that are bought for you, that's just one aspect of it. What about the other piece that they talk about, like this person is obsessed with them? So is it really important for them how they present to people? So when we talk about men and women, what does that look like? The woman who is concerned about her presentation, the man who's concerned about his presentation. Is that something you guys would agree that fits into that high maintenance category?
Oh, definitely. I think also it depends on, you know, what we have to always go back to is, you know, what they do for a living. So, you know, you're going to find people that, you know, are having to attend events, are going to have a certain presentation, and in order for you to be with them, then you're going to have to present well. You're going to have to have a certain level of articulation on subjects in order to actually just provide themselves with a good mate. So what I think of more is just the emotional component. Like, I think one of the things that I've heard over my time is that, you know, you can find a rich man with a little bit of time or a broke man with a lot of time. So, you know, and I think once we start talking about people who are, you know, quote unquote, getting to the bag, you know, whether it be men or women, then there's a time constraint that you have for your relationships, because you are, quote unquote, getting to the bag. So, you know, when you are dealing with someone who may present a lot of challenges relative to your time, as you're quote unquote getting to the bag, that can be something that is high maintenance worthy as well.
You know what? If that time part, if that's high maintenance, I own it. I'm an attention whore, and I like a lot of time and attention. It just makes me feel good inside. but I also have an appreciation for somebody working hard and trying to, as Steve said, get to the bag. So, like, I think it's really like a, you know, like if there's a conversation or we can figure out some kind of way where I still feel like we are having some kind of, we're connected even though, you know, work or whatever is taking you away from me or is taking attention away from me. Like, but we have to, like, talk about and figure out what that looks like. You know, this is part of the reason why I struggle, because it feels so serious. Like, if somebody's concerned about presenting themselves, their best self, and so they really care a lot about, you know, the clothes that they wear and the colors and matching and stuff like that, I struggle with calling that high maintenance because someone takes an extra level of care in their appearance and their presentation. Like, is it just like, this is a place where this person places value, and it also doesn't feel like something that would hurt somebody. Like, how could that hurt someone? Like, how is that a bad thing?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was talking to one of my friends, and we were discussing one of her girlfriend's relationships, and you know, she was saying that she was dating a guy. He was more of a blue collar individual. And she was involved in, you know, some corporate level of employment. And the comments were made that he doesn't even have a suit and he doesn't know what escargot is. And I told her directly, when you met him, he didn't have a suit. And who eats snails on a regular basis anyway? So what is really the point? So it's just how people are tending to look at those things.
I don't think that it's that's the negative piece of it, Fatima, what you said, like someone who takes pride in their appearance. I don't think that seems to most that it's a negative. I think it becomes a challenge when you're dating someone and that prevents them from getting ready on time. And because of that, they're late for every function. And so the person that they're with probably doesn't want to show up late for events because their mate has decided that it's more important for me to at least appear what I think is flawless than to be on time. So maybe that becomes a problem, but I would agree with you that just the concept of valuing your appearance doesn't seem as though that should be someone who's coined as high maintenance.
Yeah, and even that scenario for me feels a little more like this is somebody who has a problem with time. Like you have a time management issue because you can do all the stuff and, you know, and put all of the extra finishing touches, but you need to know because I am someone who likes to be on 10 to the 10th power, that I need to start getting an hour or two, getting ready an hour or 2 hours earlier, right? So that feels more like a time management issue, not because they are, you know, going to extremes and making sure that they present their best selves. So that's why I'm like, I have it's difficult for me to say that's high maintenance. That's time management.
Well, is the only male on the call, I will go out on a limb and say it generally takes women more time to get dressed than men. So.
Not some. Now, some men take forever to get dressed.
I'm not
they
saying.
They show hell, dude.
They print it.
I'm just saying, you know, on a case-by-case scenario, if we would roll the dice, I think we may be somewhere at 60 or 70% of women taking more time, 30 or 40% of males taking more time.
I'd
agree with that.
I agree with that. I think it seems as though that there was a, as I was reading over these different articles that talked about high maintenance, there seemed to be this one lane that really describes this type of person as someone who is just self-absorbed. And because of their self-absorption, the person they're in a relationship with just doesn't matter. So obviously it's going to pose challenges to date that person when your mate only values themselves and not you. I can see that. But I guess what I was basing high maintenance off of was just my own personal definition. And by no means did I define high maintenance as any of the things that I was reading in those articles. And I think the reason why I did not define it as those things, because I think, this is just me personally, I think maybe I have been high maintenance in the past, maybe, currently, not sure. But I would never categorize myself as any of those 10 things that I read to you guys at the start of the show, nor would I describe myself as any of those things that I read in most of those articles. And so I think maybe, Fatima, I'm like you. That's why I struggle with the concept of high maintenance after I read what they claim a high maintenance person is, because that's not how I see myself or view myself. But I could be wrong, because that's how I'm saying I view myself. If I ask someone who dated me and say, hey, do you think I'm high maintenance? He might have something different to say. I'm not sure. So that's kind of why.
I think it's kind of funny that you both are struggling with the concept when you both have declared yourself as high maintenance. Like, you know, that seems like you just don't want to acknowledge that's what you are.
But I declared it based on the stuff that's being said. I'm like, well, if that's what it is, then I guess I am. Like, okay, I'll own it. But to me, like, a lot of this stuff seems really kind of silly and again, subjective. You know, like, some man might say, I'm high maintenance because I, you know, expect the guy to keep gas in my car.
Right, you eat
lobster.
You eat lobster,
right? Right. And another guy might say, oh, you just have taste. That's not high maintenance. You just have taste.
Well, what does taste have to do with gas in the car? We were talking about the lobster.
Cut and dry thing. And I'm saying this, Steve, let me be clear, for men and women. Like, I don't know if the things that we've said, that we've used to describe what high maintenance is, like, I don't know that it's that cut and dry.
Okay. So I agree. I don't know if it's that cut and dry either. So we have a male listener, and he asked this question. Is high maintenance bad?
There you go. There you go.
This is coming from a male listener, not a female, Steve, because I know you'll be like, was that a female who said no? That was a male.
No. I think that we speak to, you know, both elements. Like, you know, the problem with being high maintenance is it is bad if you cannot find someone to support you being high maintenance. It is good if you can. So what I've always said is, because of the sheer number, of men to women, you know, I think there's been a movement, and I, you know, we talk about this from time to time, the bad bees, and, you know, I'm a boss and all of that. And as we have gotten to the environment of COVID and, you know, the George Floyd era of racism and just the economic environment with the global shift, I don't think it's as advantageous for women who have put themselves in those lanes previously, because there's only a certain amount of viable candidates who are financially able to provide at this level. And then for you to find someone who's willing to enter in some monogamous union is going to be a little bit more difficult than it was in the past. So, you know, I think there's a large shift, and I think that there is going to be a bigger shift in the demand than it is in the supply. Finding the demand. So you're going to have more women, because you all already outnumber us, and you tell me of all these educational categories, and y'all making more money, and y'all doing all of this stuff. And so I still go that the man is going to be more in a premium than ever before, because the price of the P is at all time lows.
Oh, okay. See, you had the trashy.
Yes,
so,
I did it.
So. Here's what I will say, and I guess somewhat agree with, because I sort of got lost in what he was saying, and then especially when he went to the gutter. But anyway, I think that to answer the question, is high maintenance bad? I would say it's only bad for the person who can't meet the need. So if you are in a relationship with somebody and they have a desire or a standard that you can't meet, I can see how you would deem that person high maintenance, because that's a way for someone to make themselves feel better about the fact that they can't meet the need. So I'm going to, quote unquote, insult you by labeling you as high maintenance, but really it's not about you. It's about me. I can't meet the need. So is it bad? I think it's inherently not bad, but I can see how it can be bad to someone who can't meet whatever they deem as the high maintenance need.
I was going to say real quick, and I'll give it over to you, Dr. Guy. You also have to look at, is it I can't meet the need, or is it not a good idea for me to meet the need?
Well, that's probably definitely going to depend on the individual, if they can meet the need, right?
Well, because I can doesn't mean it's a good idea, that's all.
That's true. I definitely agree with that. One of our listeners, she says that it can be bad or good, but if you are selfish and self-absorbed, it's bad. Good if you just expect to be treated with respect and willing to give as good as you get. So the previous question, can high maintenance be good or bad? This might answer that question as well. So according to researchers, high maintenance is just today's term for a well-tuned competition strategy to win over a high mate value partner. That's the definition I think I like. Do I need to read it again for you guys?
Yes.
No, as to high maintenance women, I thought that would resonate with you pretty well.
Okay,
yeah,
please read it again.
According to researchers, absolutely. According to researchers, high maintenance is just today's term for a well-tuned competition strategy to win over a high mate value partner. So that,
I like that.
That aligns with me, because whether you're male or female, you are doing what you're doing, whether it's in your presentation, what you wear, how you communicate with people, what you expect from them. All of those things are being done because, again, this is your competition strategy, right? Steve, you always put out there that women don't know how to compete when it comes to dating, right?
Oh, definitely. Well, what I'm saying is, it may be a competition, a strategy, but it's not something that I see in that capacity. You know, like if we talk about men, you know, we talk about having swag or game, you know, and maybe that's what, you know, this is the equivalent to for women. But, you know, what I see it as is just a little different, being on the other end of the spectrum. I don't see it as a competitive thing. A lot of times what you'll see with these women, when you introduce them in scenarios with other women, they nut up and they disappear because they don't want to, quote unquote, compete. It's very difficult for me to see it as a compensation, a competitive strategy, because, like I said, when you introduce multiple women in environments, a lot of them don't compete at all.
Well, if they're high maintenance, according to that definition, then they do. They are competing.
My experience doesn't jive with your definition. That's what I was saying.
Okay. What do you think about that definition?
It registers for me. I mean, I can definitely see it as, like, I don't know that it's, you know, that it's a woman, you know, sitting around twirling her imaginary mustache like, oh, you know, I'm going to be high maintenance so I could compete against these other women. I think it's just more like, you know, this is the way I carry myself. These are the things that I like. This is what I expect. And so when I am put amongst other women, in some ways, these are things that make me stand out. And for some men, that makes me more attractive because, you know, I'm the woman who's not just going to accept anything, or because I'm so for some men it's different, or even a breath of fresh air. So in some ways you could say that's like competing, because if you could have 10 women who are all doing the same thing and then another woman who's like, no, this is how I move, then there are a lot of men who appreciate that and find it attractive.
I agree with that, Fatima. I think if we were going by what was covered in a couple of those articles about describing a person as a high maintenance, then I don't own being high maintenance because I don't own any of those things that they said. And I think that absolutely you are going to have some problems dating somebody if that's how you show up in the relationship with someone. But because I don't see high maintenance as that, whether we're talking about men or women, then going back to that question about is high maintenance good or bad, I think that high maintenance can be good. I just think it's someone who takes a pride in who they are. So who wouldn't want to date someone who takes pride in who they are? At least that's kind of how I see it. But, Steve, I would imagine that you have a different spin on what that looks like for you as a man, because men are speaking as women. So as a man, what is that? Is it more of a challenge to date a so-called high-maintenance woman?
Well, I mean, I think that what we're doing in this capacity, and I could be incorrect in my analysis, but it seems that anything that is difficult is high maintenance. Like, that's how I'm interpreting it. The more difficult I am, the more I stand out. So, you know, I haven't heard any feminine characteristics or, you know, things that I would consider something that would be an attribute to stand out, you know, whether it's, hey, you know, I've taken yoga, I like to exercise, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody's taking a pole dancing class, you know, I always have a soft spot for that. You know, what I just hear about is the more difficult I am, there's going to be some man out there who appreciates me being difficult, which, you know, maybe what happens.
Why are we equating that with difficult, though? Are we equating the things that the high maintenance person does or is asking for as difficult? Like,
well,
if
no,
Fatima says, I like lobster, and I, of course, if I go out to eat and you take me out to eat, I might order that lobster. Am I being difficult, or is it just what she likes?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying the lobster is a good example. That is something that she likes, but in terms of what I have heard to be the more difficult I am, the more I stand out. That's what I've heard as a male. So, you know, I haven't heard anything that seems to be feminine or complimentary or anything that is something that I would consider a positive attribute. That's all.
What? I don't even understand what he's talking about right now. Like, we're talking, what you deem it, you're saying, I just hear the more difficult I am. Well, we're talking about these things because there are things that either you said or characteristics that Dr. Guy read in the article. And I don't even know how feminine got through in there because nobody ever called anybody high maintenance because they were feminine. I mean, that's just absurd. Like, what is he saying?
I think
what I was saying was when we got into one of these things that separated us from the competition, it was something relative toward dress or what my standards are, but it was not anything related to style and grace or something that could have been in that capacity, something I would have interpreted as feminine. Now, everything that I heard sounds like a problem or a bill. You know.
So you're saying
I'm just telling you what I heard or how I interpreted it.
So you would perceive what we were talking about as a deal. I get that, but that would only imply if the high maintenance woman was expecting you to support her high maintenance lifestyle, which is different, I guess, and it's different because, again, I'm biased in this scenario because if I have identified as being a high maintenance woman, it's because I've made myself high maintenance, right? Like I have done the things that I think have allowed me to be high maintenance, whether it's where I want to eat, what I eat, how I look, what I dress, what I drive, what I, you know, where I live, what type of environment I live in, and I've created, like, those are my expectations that I've created for myself. So I see myself as high maintenance because I created that. And not that it's a negative thing, but that's just what I like. I think anybody who says this is what I like and so I'm going to go out and do it, that's their level of maintenance. Maybe it's not even a high. You know, maybe I've been wrong all these years when, you know, people have said I was high maintenance, and I was like, okay, so be it. But again, in my head, that's what I thought I was doing and creating for myself because I wasn't expecting anyone to buy that for me. But I guess what I'm hearing you say, Steve, is what makes that appealing to the man? Like, why is the man saying, oh, yeah, I want the high woman, high maintenance woman, when the things that make her high maintenance aren't appealing to him as a man? Because what's appealing to him as a man are these X, Y, and Z things over here that aren't necessarily attached to a woman who is high maintenance. Is that
correct?
What I'm hearing?
And, you know,
okay.
I think we've talked about just offline, and I'll remind you of this, you know, when we were in undergrad, you know, and you probably don't remember this conversation. You said you were a bill and you knew it in undergrad.
Ooh. 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 Wow, see?
Now, I'm not saying that's what you are now, but I remember in undergrad that was something that I used to laugh about.
Steve, I was in 18, 19. Absolutely. I may have said that. That was 20 plus years ago. So, yes. But I don't see that the same today. That's all I'm saying.
No, no.
I don't see high maintenance, whether men or female.
No, I'm saying you've changed tremendously, but I'm saying at that point in time, you had deemed yourself as a bill, which would qualify as high maintenance.
You know what? Maybe, Steve, maybe not. I don't know. But, oh, my goodness, where does the time go, you guys? We are about to be out of time today. And so, as always, this has been an interesting topic as we discuss high maintenance because I learned today that my definition of maintenance was inaccurate. So, I appreciated the discussion. Final thoughts, Fatima, what do you have as your final thoughts for today?
And we only have a couple minutes.
Okay.
Only got a couple minutes. We only got a couple minutes. Remember that.
If it's okay, can Steve listen, then I'll take whatever seconds are left.
Oh, yeah. I'll jump it in. And it's the same thing I've been saying all day. Hey, man, supply and demand. You know, there's only a certain quality level of gentlemen out there. Prices appear at an all-time low. So you definitely want to maximize your value, and don't fall for it, man. Don't fall for the high maintenance.
Ladies, if some man tells you that you are high maintenance, you don't have to twist yourself up in a pretzel to get this guy to see how wonderful you are. His issue, not yours. Because what he's really saying to you is he is incapable or unwilling to step up to the plate, and you deserve someone who wholeheartedly wants to meet your need. Thank you.
Well, you guys, with that being said, I truly do have a different perspective on this concept of high maintenance. Whether you're male or female, for me, I think the best takeaway was definitely the definition that I read, which just said that for high maintenance, that it is just today's term for a well-tuned competition strategy to win over a high-made value partner. whatever you decide to call it, if you agree or disagree with it, it's up to you. I just think high maintenance ties back into knowing your value, knowing your worth, and letting other people know that as well. So with that being said, you guys, as always, don't forget to Facebook it, tweet it, pass it on. Tell a friend about Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. Make sure you guys tune in next Sunday, 4 p.m. Central. And please be safe if you're out there in those streets. Everyone be blessed and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Leave you in your comments. I just don't know sometimes.